This is South Carolina Public Radio. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. In Sumter, 10-year-old Zaire Warren sits in his backyard strumming a guitar his mother gave him.
My son Zaire, he loves music, he loves sports, he loves to dance.
Danielle Smith says her son is very active now, but for most of his life, Zaire didn't feel well enough to do anything.
I found out he had asthma when he was 6 weeks old. He'll get really tired. His chest will start pulling a lot more. So mostly I pay attention to his rib cage.
Asthma is one of the most common chronic diseases in children. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 6% of children in the U.S. have asthma. Zaire says living with asthma is often painful.
My chest hurts, like, get tight. It gets very tight, and it just doesn't feel good.
Zaire's family moved from New Jersey to South Carolina a few years ago, and in this new environment, his asthma worsened. Pollen, grass, and burning leaves were all triggers.
Last year, when we first got down here, the nurse was calling me every other week. Mom, you need to come get Zaire. He can't breathe. I was literally out of work. Maybe at least 2 or 3 times out of the week.
The nurse recommended a school-based telehealth program with the Medical University of South Carolina. Zaire enrolled and began receiving treatment for asthma at school.
MUSC's school-based telehealth program is a program where we take care to kids at school, which is where they are.
That's Erin Kazabinski, nurse manager of the school-based telehealth program at MUSC.
We've provided access to sick visits, acute care visits, any childhood illness that a child would go see the school nurse for. If they determine that the child could benefit from seeing a provider, we can have one of our providers connect to them in under 5 minutes.
Providers connect to visits virtually using telehealth. Some providers are based in Charleston, more than 100 miles away from Williamsburg County.
Okay, baby, stand up for me, please.
That's Lori Smart during a telehealth visit with Zaire at school. Smart and Zaire are side by side in the school clinic, talking to Zaire's doctor on a monitor.
As a telepresenter, I am basically the hands for the provider. They can listen, they can see, they just can't touch the patients.
During an exam, Smart uses digital equipment which allows a provider to see and hear everything in real time.
Okay, sounds great. Nice and clear.
Smart followed Zaire closely for several months. She taught him about inhalers and facilitated regular telehealth follow-ups with his doctor. Smart says now Zaire is a much healthier child.
He comes in here, he smiles and chit-chats, and I mean, he's just a different kid.
With his asthma under control, Zaire can finally sing and dance without his chest hurting, and his mom is grateful as well.
Telehealth has helped us tremendously. They made sure that Zaire has all his medications. I really haven't had to miss work, had to have to go pick him up. He haven't really had an asthma attack. It has been a wonderful help.
I'm Colin McCauley with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.